When we look at the South Asian community, and you've done a lot of stuff that has to do with heart and prevention and keeping healthy, our diet, I find, has a lot of fried, it has a lot of sugar, it's very rich in that way. And in the South Asian community, we find that cardiovascular diseases and diabetes and all of that is quite high. So when you've operated on a few people within the South Asian population, did you find that a lot of their hearts were just like blocked with a lot of the rich fat and the oily foods? Were you actually able to witness that?
Yeah, you brought up some very good points. You know, I'd like all your listeners just to take a step back and think, or physically raise their hands as they're listening in their living room. How many of you have had problems with their heart, have someone in the family that have had problems with their heart, or have a close friend that's had a problem with their heart? And I bet you everyone has their hand raised, okay? Right. And, you know, you might think to yourself, well, cardiac disease is so rampant. Everybody, it's not just the South Asians that have the problem, but here's a stat that continues to blow my mind, that there are some projections that as of 2020, 60 to 70% of the world's cardiac disease is going to be in Asian Indians.
Wow.
Which is just ridiculous when you think about it. Mm-hmm. And so prevention is absolutely the most important thing, all right? And when you break down things even further, we've noticed through studies that South Asian populations tend to have higher levels of bad cholesterol and lower levels of good cholesterol. There's a higher percentage that smoke. There's a higher percentage that drink. There's a higher percentage with blood pressure issues. There's a higher percentage with insulin resistance and diabetes. Speaking to your point about when we see them in the angiogram lab, their arteries tend to be of smaller caliber, so they're not delivering as much blood to the heart muscles.
Wow.
We see that their blockages are not only more severe, but they're more diffuse, meaning they're not just located in one part of the artery, but throughout the entire artery.
Wow.
Holy mackerel.
We realize that the ability of the heart arteries to expand and contract based on certain molecular situations or stresses don't react the same. It's even more sluggish than usual. And so not only is there a potentially behavioral issue, but there's undoubtedly a genetic component. So South Asians have to be even more vigilant in trying to control the things that we can. And you bring up diet, and we'll talk about diet specifically. That's actually a huge component. There are lots of little tips that I give to South Asian individuals. Some like, some don't like. Because, yeah, the food is delicious. And part of it is because it's rich and it's salty. And so the one tip is, instead of cooking with ghee or lard, use olive oils. Instead of eating things like paneer, use a tofu substitute. Dividing your plate into one half and two quarters. And a half, put vegetables. One quarter, put meat. One quarter, put carbohydrates or starches. Instead of cooking with white rice, cook with whole grain rice. Instead of deep frying samosas, pakoras, bake them. Instead of using salt, use more spices. So these are little tips that can help reduce the caloric intake.
You talked about genetic component in there as well. So if the genetic component is there anyway, so we are handicapped to start with. Having said that, I mean, my family is a prime example of that. We've had problems with our cholesterol, bad cholesterol, higher than the good cholesterol, which is very low. So really, if we want to have a good life and a purposeful life, we'll have to change our eating habits. Will that, if that continues, how long will it take so that genetically it will be reversed?
Yeah, that's a very good question. Some people ask me, well, then I'm just going to have a heart attack at 60 and not 50.
Yeah.
Right? No. And that's not true.
No.
If you're able to recognize the risk factors early and start to correct them early, it will reduce your likelihood of having a heart attack, stroke, or dying.
Right.
It doesn't mean you're delaying it. It reduces your risk. And that's a scientific fact.
Right.
So not only managing your cholesterol, but don't smoke or quit smoking. Exercise regularly. And there are lots of scientific studies that have looked at if you exercise 20 to 30 minutes a day, 4 to 5 times a week, and most people have time to do that.
Yes, 20 minutes.
You will dramatically reduce your risk of heart attack. You will dramatically reduce your risk of developing diabetes. If you lose only 5% of your body weight, okay, so if you're 200 pounds, that's losing 10 pounds.
10 pounds, yes.
You can reduce the risk of you going from pre-diabetes to diabetes. You can reduce your risk of having heart attacks dramatically.
Wow.
Okay, so it doesn't have to be radical. It just has to be part of the lifestyle.
And diligently done.
Absolutely. You have to commit to it.
Right.
And South Asians have to commit more because of their genetic predispositions.
We've been talking about this for quite some time now. Have you seen and noticed a change in the community? Have you seen a change in the patients that come to you?
By the time a patient comes to me with a heart attack,
yes,
it's hard to notice a change by then. You would be the person that would answer this question better than I can, because you're the one that's out in the community all the time and seeing them. So I'll turn the question to you. Are people coming to you, or are you observing behaviors that are more akin to a better lifestyle?
I am sad to say that very little, but I am enthused to say that the knowledge is there. So the awareness is there, and so implementation is something that we have to work really hard at. If the community understands that this is, they don't understand it until it happens in their own family.
Right.
Right? My brother, younger to me, at the age of 24, had a heart attack and died. That is severe.
Absolutely.
My father, 56 years of age, died of a heart attack, you know. My younger brother was in Royal Columbian Hospital just 3 years ago, had a quadruple bypass surgery. So it is very close to my heart. And I do try to make sure that we talk about it a lot and bring awareness within the community. But I have a feeling that within the South Asian community, until it happens to them, they're not going to change, which is sad.
Well, that's human nature in a sense. Most of us have the intelligence to know what we're doing
is wrong.
Well, not wrong, but what's bad habit and what's good habit. And then it's also human nature to think that we are invincible. And most of us who are healthy don't think that a heart attack is going to happen to us, or a heart attack is going to happen, or a stroke is going to happen to us. But unfortunately, it does. And so I'm so glad we can do information sessions like this to not only remind people, but also to encourage them to make that next step, to go from awareness to application.
Fantastic. Now, there is a lot of information available on the Royal Columbian Hospital's Foundation's website as well.
Absolutely. Heart. It's there.
And we are starting our, heart awareness segments soon as well. And hopefully you'll be one of the people who will come and talk about that. Anything that we've missed that you could shed some light in the next 30 seconds.
Well, sure. I guess I just want to remind people that, you know, we're blessed in Fraser Health having so many fantastic regional hospitals. But the Royal Columbian Hospital is the only hospital in the region mm-hmm. that provides the emergency cardiac care, be it heart surgery, angiograms, angioplasty / stents, or surgery. And so I want people in your listening audience to understand that the RCH is also your neighborhood hospital.
Right.
If you have a heart attack in Abbotsford, you're coming to the Royal Columbian Hospital. If you have a stroke in Surrey, you're going to be coming to the Royal Columbian Hospital. So please know that we are here for you, that we are your neighborhood hospital, and that your donations are so very welcome.
And to make all the donations, we are also going to be doing a fundraiser for Royal Columbian Hospital. But if you've been listening to the program and you find that it touched your heart somewhere, please donate. And you can go to the Royal Columbian Hospital Foundation's website and donate there.
Thank you so much, Susma G.
Thank you so much, Dr. Charanya, for being our guest today.
My pleasure.